text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. 1990 Bakehouse, Christmas decorations adorn the bake shop.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Benson!
And thanks for the cookies!
Merry Christmas, sweetheart, and you're welcome. Tell your mom we're super excited to see what she's come up with this year, Liz.
Bye!
Titles, Christmas Sale. We move through boats in a harbor.
Hi, Dad!
Text Katie Sackhoff.
Look out, Mary. About to be boarded by a group of scallywags.
Oh, there's my little helper.
Did you start without me?
I wouldn't dream of it.
Dad taught me how to tie 6 knots before he shipped out this time.
Good, because I'm going to need your help once we hit the open water.
No one's going to stand a chance against us this year.
Oh, I didn't realize winning the parade was so important to you.
Well, that's the whole point, right?
Think again, little lady.
They knock heads.
Okay, guys, family picture time.
Let's go!
Luke looks away.
Luke?
Come on, Luke!
I said a family picture. Get over here.
He smiles.
Here we go.
Text, executive producers, Katie Sackhoff, Robin Gadsby. We float up and away over the marina. Text, present day, we fly above snowy rooftops of a city as the sun comes up. Christmas tree stands between buildings.
When you sleep, do you dream of sugar plum fairies and candy cane castles?
You know what, Erica? Sometimes I do.
Ah, oh, yeah. Decorated trees in the courtyard?
Check.
Snow frosting on the windows?
Check.
Main lobby display?
Check.
And one more thing. Have you changed your plans for Christmas?
No.
Because if it were me, I'd already be in Hoboken with my mom, eating chocolate and binging as many baking shows as we can get our sticky little paws on.
That is because you and your mom are like best friends, whereas my dad and I are...
Not so much.
Guys, we're leaning a little to the right.
She walks off towards the Leaning Tower of Presents. We soar over a snowy town. We watch as scissors cut paper, pick out flowers for a red and white bouquet and wrap it up in the paper with a bow. Hands tighten the bows of two more bouquets.
Well, look, Mom, I still got it.
That's because you had a good teacher.
Oh, maybe it's because of my innate sense of style and taste.
Aren't you wearing the same outfit I bought you 2 years ago?
Sure, but I dressed myself.
She smiles.
Okay, so what else can I help you with?
Nothing. You've done more than enough.
I mean, you really shouldn't unload all this by yourself.
Luke.
I've got plenty of time.
No, I can handle it. Don't keep him waiting.
All right, but if you need anything else.
I'm sure I have your number somewhere.
All right.
He kisses her head.
I'll see you.
She shakes her head and smiles.
Have you heard from our team at the convention center yet?
They're just putting out the centerpieces now.
Right on schedule.
She scans the room and lands on a flower arrangement.
Can you put some holly in these, please?
Thank you.
Do you really rather spend Christmas at a hotel in Seattle than at home in Portside?
It's a really nice hotel. Besides, it won't be forever. As soon as the insurance money from the fire comes in, I can finally start the repairs.
So you're okay?
Yes.
She smiles.
Yes.
She takes her arm.
I have so much to be grateful for. I have an incredible daughter, a job that I love, an amazing friend who cares about me. What more could a girl ask for?
We see Luke.
Two black coffees and a little something sweet.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
You know our niece is visiting this Christmas.
That must be so nice for you, Arthur.
She sure would like someone to go to the winter ball with her.
Hmm? Well, you know, if she is half the woman you are, Marcia, I'm sure she'll have no trouble finding someone to take her. Thanks, Joyce.
Good luck.
Won't need it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Joyce smiles and looks up.
You are falling right into my trap.
Luke and Dennis play chess.
Boom.
He takes a piece.
Really? Oh, yeah. That happened.
Dennis slowly moves his piece.
Checkmate.
Luke bends to see the board, then closes his eyes.
Really thought today was going to be my day.
Oh, well, it could have been if you hadn't spent so much time protecting your rook.
The rook is the best piece.
Again?
Oh, lunch break is over.
Hey, can you do me a quick favor on your way home? Can you stop by the Christmas market and make sure Mom set up the stall okay?
Yeah, all right.
And I will get you next week.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
All right, Dennis.
Luke walks off and Dennis takes a bite of his cookie, smiles, and turns back to the board.
Then our work here is done.
Our busiest Christmas season yet, and it went off without a hitch.
Hi!
Mom!
Banana!
Hi!
She picks up her daughter and they twirl around.
How was your last day?
Mrs. Clark gave us homework to hand in when we come back.
Oh, no. How awful.
Right? It's called Christmas break, Auntie Erica, not Christmas work.
Erica rolls her eyes and shakes her head.
So, what do you think?
She looks around.
It's even better than last year, Mom.
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So, are you ready to have the best Christmas ever?
Yes.
Liz holds out her hand and she takes it.
I made something for you.
Liz leads her off and Erica follows. Dennis walks through a Christmas market. Joyce spots him. She raises her eyebrows and he shakes his head.
Hi!
She offers a tin of cookies to someone.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Dennis.
Dennis watches as a young child ducks underneath caution tape and stands in front of a tree.
Wow!
Hey, kid! Look out!
Dennis!
Dennis runs to the child as the tree falls. A snowy skyline. Liz and her daughter blow over their open palms as snow flies over a paper cutout snowy Christmas village.
Holy moly.
You were too young to remember much from the last time you were there.
No, I remember.
Oh, really?
A little, not a lot. This is where the parade goes, right?
That's right. On Christmas Eve, the boats sail through the harbor, and then the judges vote on who had the best light display.
And you always won.
Not always. But Grandma was very good at decorating.
What about Grandpa? Does he still do the parade?
No. Grandpa sold the boat after Grandma passed away.
Oh.
She glances down. Liz turns to her and holds out her palm.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came.
And he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now,
dasher, now dancer, now prancer, now vixen, now comrade, now peer, now donner, and blitz.
Hello?
Hello, Liz. It's Joyce Benson. I'm calling about your dad.
Her face falls. We watch a boat speeding through a bay surrounded by snowy mountains. We float over a harbor full of boats. From above, we see lines of boats parked in the marina.
Thank you.
Liz and her daughter step off of a boat onto the dock.
I can't believe we're actually here. It's going to be exactly like when you were a kid.
I don't know if it'll be exactly like that. Oh, thank you. And Merry Christmas. Okay, I told Miss Benson we would meet her up top. And if I know Joyce, she will be waiting with fresh cookies.
Liz!
Liz looks up, her brow furrows.
Luke!
Hey, hi, stranger.
Hi.
Hi, hello. Wow, it's been a while.
You look healthy.
He looks down, his brow furrowed.
Yeah, thank you. You too, you also look healthy as well.
Do I look healthy?
Liz looks down to her daughter.
Yes, remarkably healthy. Hi. Sorry, this is my daughter, Hannah. Hannah, this is Luke. We grew up together.
Hi, Hannah. Nice to meet you.
I told you it would be just like when you were a kid.
She talks behind the back of her hand.
I would love to stay and catch up, but we better run. Our ride is waiting.
Oh, shoot. I was supposed to wait.
He holds up his palm and takes out a paper that says the darlings.
Ta-da! Joyce got caught up with some stuff at the bakery, and she asked me to do her a favor, so here I am. You shall be riding with me.
Liz smiles.
Okay.
Hannah shrugs.
Okay.
Luke shrugs.
Okay.
Liz smiles. Luke leads them up the boardwalk.
Right this way.
He carries their suitcases.
So were you there this morning when the tree fell?
No, I wasn't, but I heard the Hastings girl was lucky her dad swooped in when he did. He hasn't given you the play-by-play?
I actually haven't spoken to him yet.
Oh, well, the whole town's talking about how brave he is.
I bet he hates that. My dad, the hero.
Hey, welcome home.
Since when did the parade have a cash prize?
Has it been that long since you've been here?
4 years?
Well, we've been doing it for 3 years, and the mayor thought if she offered a cash prize, it would attract more tourists.
Well, it seems to be working because the harbor has way more boats than I remember.
Right?
25 grand, huh?
Don't you start getting any ideas. I don't even think your mom could get the boat ready in time, especially considering the shape it's in.
What did you say?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. If anybody could get the boat ready, it would be your mom, because she was the absolute best.
You said with the shape it's in.
Yeah.
It's still down there?
Of course. It's never gone anywhere.
She grimaces.
Hannah, come on.
She stalks back down to the dock.
Where are you going?
Hannah runs after her.
Okay, well, we don't... I don't... Okay.
He leaves the suitcases and goes after them.
Not quite how you remember it, is it?
They stare at the boat.
Not exactly.
Are you sure this is the right one?
We move out to see a boat that says the Darling Mary with tangled ropes and nets covering it.
Why would your dad tell you he sold it?
That's a good question.
We fly over the bay, then the snowy rooftops of the town. Luke carries their suitcases up to the front porch.
Okay. You got it from here?
Yep. What do you say?
Thanks for the ride, Mr. Luke. Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas to you too, Miss Hannah. And I'm sure I'll be seeing both of you around town.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Welcome home.
Okay, you ready? Let's do this.
Liz reaches up to knock, but Hannah beats her to it. The door opens.
Grandpa!
Hello.
She hugs him.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
He wears a sling and looks from Hannah to Liz.
Hi, kiddo.
Liz smiles. Liz picks up and reads a Christmas card from a mantle full of them.
I'm just saying, without a Christmas tree, it's going to be very difficult for Santa to know where to put presents on the big night. Is that a risk you really want to take?
I guess I never considered the consequences.
Hey, Banana, why don't you go explore for a little bit?
Good idea. I need to know what we're dealing with here.
She runs off. Liz walks to the table with her coffee mug.
So I hear you're a local celebrity now.
A bunch of nonsense. Right place, right time.
Maybe.
She eyes his sling.
How you feeling?
This? Doc's being overcautious. It's a little sore, that's all.
When Joyce called, she said you needed help.
How are the repairs going on the house?
She closes her eyes.
We haven't started yet, but the insurance money should come through this week.
Well.
He rinses his mug.
You're welcome to stay here as long as you need.
Thanks. But we'll only stay till you're back on your feet.
It'll be a short visit then.
All the same, I think we'll stay through Christmas, just to make sure.
Well, suit yourself, but you know I don't make a big deal out of that here.
I know that.
She sips her coffee and touches the back of her neck.
So we stopped by the marina on the way here.
Dennis glances away.
You said you were selling the boat.
I was, I just never got around to it.
I wish I'd known that you changed your mind.
I didn't change my mind, I just...
Never got around to it.
Merry Christmas!
Her eyes widen.
Oh, boy.
Joyce comes in.
Here, you help me with...
Okay.
This. Thank you. You're here! You're here! Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you too.
I forget how much you look like your mother.
Big surprise, no tree upstairs either.
Honey, this is Joyce Benson.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Yes, you are, my dear. Can I have a hug?
She nods and they hug.
You smell like cookies.
That is the best part of a Miss Benson hug.
I wish Mary were here to see this. The Darling family back together again. Isn't this great, Dennis?
Oh, well, he's off. We can have a cookie.
She opens the tin and they each take a cookie.
Julie was asking about you last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just wanted to know if you had a date to the winter ball yet.
Oh, your wife and I go through this every year.
I know. I told her you weren't going to go, but she can't help it. She worries about you.
Luke loads Christmas trees onto a truck.
Worries? What, that I'll get too much peace and quiet in my life?
Yeah, I worry about you, too.
Luke furrows his brow.
Give me this. But I know the real reason why you're not going to the ball.
Oh, boy, can't wait to hear this one.
You're afraid. Afraid that I might show you up on the dance floor.
He makes guns with his hands and dances.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I never knew why Julie married you, but now I see it.
Like a moth to the flame, my friend.
Woo! What are you looking
at? Oh, yeah.
Luke stares off, then walks away.
Wait, what's that?
You did?
Oh. Hannah and Liz walk down the street.
Yeah.
Luke spots them.
Oh, Liz, darling.
Yep.
I heard she got in yesterday.
You mean your wife told you she got in yesterday?
Yeah. And?
And what? I just gave her a ride from the ferry.
Oh, really?
Huh. Hold this. I'll be right back.
Not too far, Hannah.
Liz.
He runs to her.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
They strolled down the street.
So, have you settled back into small town living yet?
Not quite. My dad seems to think that he's the one taking care of us instead of the other way around, so.
Oh, yeah. He's one tough cookie, your old man.
Yeah, all I wanted was to give Hannah a good Christmas this year, and instead I brought her to the house where Christmas goes to die, so.
Oh. I mean, just because your dad stopped celebrating Christmas doesn't mean the rest of the town has. Mm. You two should come to the Christmas market tonight.
Does your mom still set up a stall?
Yeah, every year.
Hey, Mom!
Hannah looks at sale listings.
Isn't this Grandpa's place?
Liz's face falls.
Dad's selling the house?
Hannah turns back to the listing. Liz and Luke look to each other with furrowed brows. Huh. We move from a Christmas flower arrangement up to Dennis eating a cookie, staring at it.
Of course, just stay in the front yard, honey.
Okay, Mom.
Hey.
Liz comes in with a bag of groceries. She glances out the window, then approaches Dennis and puts the bag down. She holds out a paper. It's the for sale listing for the house. He glances at it, then back to her.
First the boat, now this.
He turns away.
Dad, why didn't you tell me you were selling the house?
I'm not. The bank is.
He eats his cookie. As she stares at him, her eyes soften and flutter slightly, and she stands up straighter. Hannah sits at the coffee table coloring. We swivel to see Dennis peering over his newspaper.
What are you doing?
Homework.
Over the holidays?
Tell me about it.
She goes back to coloring. He goes back to reading. He puts the paper down again.
Do you want to take a break?
Hannah and Dennis enter a room in the house with a chessboard and a globe.
Cool.
She walks to the globe and spins it. Her eyes widen.
Whoa.
That's a projector. I used that when I taught geography at the high school.
Now what do you teach?
Well, nothing anymore. I stopped working to take care of your grandma when she got sick. I never quite found my way back. She was a teacher, too, for kids about your age.
Was she good at it?
Oh, the best.
I bet she never would have given me homework over Christmas.
No, you're right. She never would have done that.
She picks up a chess piece.
Do you know how to play chess?
She shakes her head.
Would you like to learn?
Yes.
They sit.
Is this a puppy?
Well, no. It's a knight. It looks supposed to look like a horse. Kind of looks like a puppy. We'll call it a puppy if you want.
Joyce carries a poinsettia as Liz comes in.
Joyce?
Hi, Liz. I saw this at the shop. Just knew exactly where it belonged.
I sure hope he appreciates the effort.
Oh, he does. In his own way. We look out for each other. I'm guessing you were at the bank.
How did you...
I happened to see some of those in the mail last week. What did they say?
They look in Dennis's direction.
He has until the end of the month to pay what he owes, or they're going to move to foreclosure. I can't come up with this much money on such short notice.
Well, we'll think of something.
Liz takes a deep breath and looks at the letter. She looks in Dennis's direction and purses her lips.
Your turn, Grandpa.
He looks at the board.
Okay, here we go. All right.
He makes a move.
Go here.
Ooh, okay. Okay, all right.
No!
Yep, gone.
He takes one of her pieces. She takes one of his.
Yep, gone. I got your horse, Grandpa.
Yeah, so you did, so you did.
Hey, you two.
Mom, Grandpa's teaching me how to play.
She's got a dangerously good head for the game.
Well, I don't want to interrupt, but the Christmas market's tonight. Do you want to go?
Yes. Grandpa, are you coming?
No, I don't mix with all that nonsense.
Oh. Can we play again tomorrow?
Well, sure. Pieces aren't going anywhere.
Good.
Oh.
He squints at her.
Go get your coat on.
Okay.
We'll be back in a couple hours.
He nods and stares at the board. We float down the street decorated with lights. Liz and Hannah walk by a stall that says Starry Nights.
Sweet, all right. Merry Christmas.
Luke hands flowers to a woman.
Whoa, look who it is.
I like your apron.
It definitely suits you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I like it.
Honey, does this have too much baby's breath?
Hi, Mrs. Fletcher.
Too much baby's breath.
Hi.
They hug.
How are you?
It's so lovely to see you.
How are you too?
Hey, Mom. Can we get one of these for Grandpa?
You know what, Hannah? That is a great idea.
Oh, no, honey. Family doesn't pay here. We'll put this aside, and you'll pick it up on your way out.
Thanks. He's gonna love it.
He is gonna love it.
Oh, look. It's almost time for the Christmas light-up. Luke, why don't you escort these lovely ladies to the hot cocoa stand before it starts?
All right. Well, you heard the lady. Hot cocoa it is.
Yay!
Thank you. Bye, Mrs. Fletcher.
Portside Festival $25,000 prize.
I'm gonna find Mrs. Benson.
Okay.
Hannah runs off.
So how bad is it?
It's bad, but Dad won't admit it.
What are you gonna do?
The only thing I can do, use the insurance money to pay off the house.
And you and Hannah keep living out of a hotel?
I never mentioned the hotel to you.
Oh, Dennis and I play chess every week. It came up.
I'm sorry, you like friends with my dad? Because that is super weird.
It's a little weird, but he was such close friends with my dad. So, I don't know, I feel like I get to be a part of it somehow.
Okay, so it is both weird and very sweet.
About the house, you just let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Thank you.
Sure.
Luke! Liz!
Hey, hey, kids!
Oh, my God!
Hey.
Liz and Julie hug.
Oh my gosh, I saw the announcement. The time has flown by. How far along are you?
I'm 7 months, and I'm totally tired of the whole bowl full of jelly thing.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
So, what have you guys been up to?
With so much to catch up on, I bet.
Yeah, you know, I guess.
Hi, you lot. The tree lighting's gonna start soon.
Okay.
They walk off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mayor Rachel Shoemaker, and it is my honor to kick off this year's annual Portside Festival of Lights. These contestants will battle it out on Christmas Eve for the title of Best Decorated Deck and the grand prize of $25,000. Contest entry closes tonight. So this is it, folks. Your last chance to cast off and show us what you can do. Any takers? Going once? Going twice?
Liz stares at the stage and blanks.
Well, that looks like it, folks.
Wait!
Liz raises her hand.
What are you doing?
Something I will probably regret. Hi, I would like to sign up for the parade, please.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, this competition just got interesting, and we can't wait to see what Elizabeth comes up with.
I hope you know what you've gotten yourself into.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna
be great. The moment we've all been waiting for. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tree lights turn on. Hannah's eyes widen. Luke hugs his mom and looks to Liz as she smiles and raises her brow. We float above the town at night.
Grandpa, we're home. There were carolers and crafts, and we got hot chocolate and watched the Christmas tree light up.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
We got something for you too, Grandpa.
Oh.
Liz hands him a wreath.
Okay. Well, that's very nice.
He takes it, looks at it, and sets it down.
Hey, honey, why don't you go get your PJs on and work on your Christmas list?
Dennis gets up and sips from his mug. Liz touches the table, then approaches him.
My daughter was trying to share something special with you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Please don't take Christmas away from her like you did for me.
You are the one who stopped coming for Christmas.
And why do you think that was, Dad? Look around this place. You took all Mom's decorations, every good memory, and you shoved them away somewhere.
I don't want to talk about this.
Of course you don't.
He rinses his mug.
Before you hear it from someone else, you should know that I signed up for the parade.
From behind, we see Dennis straighten up. He turns to look at her.
Absolutely not.
She holds up her hands.
We will do all the work.
No.
Dad, Mom would want us.
No!
I'm not asking permission, Dad.
He turns to her and walks away. She watches him go. She turns and looks up.
Mom, if you are listening, we are gonna need some help.
She stares off, lips pursed. We fly over the water looking at the boats near the shore with the snowy mountains in the distance. A sailboat with the sail lowered floats on the water. The marina full of docked boats. We move from the Christmas wreath to a framed photo of a man in uniform and a child to a framed American flag to a mantle filled with Christmas cards. We continue past a couch with pillows and blankets to a coffee table with a mug and a French press over to a table with more photos of Luke with his mom. We turn past a small kitchen area and into a bedroom where Luke is sleeping. His eyes pop open and he shoots up. Nets are thrown into a trash can and we move up to Luke and the boat next to it looking out the window to see Hannah and Liz on My Darling Mary.
Good morning. I always knew you'd end up here at some point, but I didn't think it would be this early or this noisy.
You live here?
Sure do. And I usually don't wake up till 8 a.m., noon on weekends.
Too bad marina bylaws only restrict noise until 7.
She tosses a cage down to the dock. He watches and frowns. Liz smiles as Hannah throws a rope down. Luke comes out of the cabin as Liz peels off a net.
You know, this is a long shot, right? The competition is fierce because of that prize money and the displays nowadays. Some of them could even rival some of your mom's best work.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that.
No, I'm just trying to manage expectations. I mean, you only have a week until Christmas Eve. And this is a lot of work for anyone and a kid.
Hey!
I mean, a highly intelligent, extremely capable, super awesome kid.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is the worst that could happen? So we lose the parade, and I'm right back where we started, and I'll just use the insurance money like I planned.
He bobs his head.
All right. Good luck.
He waves.
We're good. We don't need luck.
He looks to Hannah.
You sure?
Hannah is caught inside of a net.
Can you help me, please?
You're a fantastic helper.
Luke watches as Liz helps her out of the net.
Okay.
The boat's in the marina. Luke opens the door while he brushes his teeth.
What's going on here?
I want to show you something.
She hands him a tablet. He looks at it.
You do these last night?
Yeah.
She walks in.
I couldn't sleep.
Oh.
What do you think?
He swipes through it.
It's very impressive. You're going to need to build framing for all of this. You'll definitely need reinforcement for that, besides the sheer number of lights. It's cool. I just don't think the two of you will be able to pull it off.
I agree. The two of us can't.
He shakes his toothbrush at her.
No, 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 no. Find someone else.
Come on. Do you remember how much fun we used to have during the parade?
I'm too busy. I've got work, and this is the busiest time of year for Mom at the shop. I just can't.
Come on, Luke, it'll be just like when we were kids.
When we were kids, we weren't responsible for an entire parade float.
Fine. If you won't do it for me, then do it for my dad.
I don't even really like your dad that much.
And if you won't do it for him, then do it for her.
Pretty please, Mr. Luke. Won't you make a little girl's Christmas wish come true?
Oh, wow. That is low. That's really low.
Liz fist bumps Hannah. Liz pouts and Hannah makes prayer hands.
Should we just wait for you out here?
He nods. They walk out. Liz stands looking at him just outside the door. He takes a couple steps towards her, then shuts the door. We see her smile in the reflection in the window. He closes the curtain. From above, we float over the boats in the marina. Luke comes out of his cabin.
Here's the plan. Once we're finished cleaning out the rest of this junk off the deck, you can start framing the presents at the bottom of the mast, and Hannah and I will run support lines in the rigging. Once that's done, you can start framing Santa's sleigh, and we'll do the wireframes for the reindeer.
First of all, this is a parade of lights, not a carpentry contest. There's no sense framing boxes if we don't have lights to hang on them. And second of all, nope.
He walks off.
Where are you going?
Well, unlike when we were kids, I've got a job.
He closes his boat door.
You'll come around, Luke Fletcher. It's only a matter of time before you get on board with my plan.
He points at her.
You know I hate nautical puns.
Are you sure about that?
He rolls his eyes.
Okay, but you see the possibility, right?
All I see is an old boat that needs a lot of work.
They watch him walk away. Hannah folds her arms. Liz shakes her head.
Men.
They exchange a look. The snow-tipped mountains rise above the bay. A hand colors in the sail on a tablet drawing. Hannah pops a candy into her mouth as she builds a gingerbread house. Dennis walks into the living room, looks around and takes his hat off. He walks into the kitchen.
Did you have a fun day?
I got stuck in a net. That was kind of cool.
Wait a minute, is that dinner?
Liz eats out of a pot.
Yes?
He takes his jacket off.
Okay, that does it. I'm cooking tomorrow. I'm making my world-famous spaghetti and meatballs.
Seriously?
This is not how families eat dinner.
Okay. You say so?
He walks to the table and steals a gumdrop from Hannah's candy supply.
Hey, that's my roof! Mm.
Dennis holds up a finger. He takes another and she opens her mouth. He holds his finger up and stares at her, then walks away. Hannah's jaw dropped. She eats another gumdrop. Luke is on the phone.
Yeah, I'll send Marcus over to check it out once we're done with the Keller house. Okay. Bye.
Marcus appears next to him.
Yay. You've been holding out on me. My sources tell me you've got a new job offer.
How does Julie know everything that happens in this town? It's a little scary.
It's terrifying. But how come you work with me when you should be down at the docks with the girl who got away? I mean, I know I'm pretty and all, but...
She didn't get away, Marcus. Liz and I were best friends, and we just drifted apart.
Which never made sense. You guys were... joined at the hip, going to college together.
Sure, but I had to leave after that first semester.
For good reason. But her family's here, she visits.
Right. All the time. With her boyfriend, who later became her husband.
It's gonna hurt.
They stare at the vendor holding two paper bags whose smile drops.
Here's your nuts.
Luke takes the nuts.
Merry Christmas.
They walk away.
So that's it, huh? Just missed your chance.
What do you want me to say, Marcus? It wasn't meant to be.
He hands him one of the bags.
Well... I hope the next time opportunity comes knocking, you'll be ready to answer that door.
You're being extra weird today.
Knock, knock.
He looks behind him.
Oh, hey!
Hi!
Wow, Santa and her reindeer are moving really fast today.
Yeah, well, 6 days until Christmas. The lights are ordered and on their way, but we still have a lot of work to do. So, hi, Marcus.
Liz?
Luke offers Hannah a nut.
I don't want to, interrupt your really busy day, but we're gonna go clean out the boat.
It sounds like you could use a hand. Listen, Luke, the guys and I can take care of things. Why don't you take the rest of the day off?
I can't.
I think you can.
I can't.
No, I insist.
You realize I'm your boss, right?
Feels more like partners. Mm. Besides, it's a season of giving, remember? Good to see you, Liz. Good luck in the parade.
She smiles. He backs away, giving a thumbs up, which Luke returns. Liz cocks her head and smiles.
Okay.
Dennis enters Joyce's shop. Joyce smiles as Dennis approaches the counter.
They sure know how to make a big deal out of nothing, don't they?
That's because they've never seen a real-life hero before.
Hey, I'm still mad at you for telling Liz I needed help.
I know. That's quite terrible of me.
He half smiles and nods.
You having the usual?
No, not today. I'm making dinner.
She raises her eyebrows.
You're making dinner?
Yeah.
She nods.
And I need something for dessert.
I just sold my last Christmas cake, but I tell you what, I will whip up a fresh one and drop it off on my way home after work.
She lifts her eyebrows.
That's very kind. You'll stay for dinner then?
Her eyes wander and smile.
That would be lovely.
Good.
He throws his scarf over his shoulder and leaves. Joyce smiles, purses her lips, then smiles again. Sunset on the boat, Luke and Liz rummage through boxes.
There's all sorts of stuff in here. Books and clothes, perfume.
Oh, look at this. Christmas 1991.
He holds a VHS tape.
It's like he's stored her entire life down here.
She examines a sweater.
Oh, wow.
She smells it.
Hey, look at this.
He flips through a photo album. She moves to sit next to him. They look at family photos.
She wanted to capture every family moment.
He points to one.
I remember. This was the year Dennis let me drive the boat by myself.
She flips to the next page of photos of her and her mom and from her as a little girl. She smiles.
You okay?
Yeah. I just wish she was here. She was so good at this.
She looks around.
Well, that just means you learned from the best.
She looks up and shakes her head.
She had this way of making people feel something when the boat lit up. Nostalgia, joy, excitement. A design like that takes weeks to come up with, not one night.
He closes the album.
Can I tell you something?
What?
They look at each other.
I think you're being too hard on yourself.
She blinks and tilts her head.
Look what I found!
Oh!
That was Grandma's camera!
Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Come on in here.
I think there's still some film in here. Here we go.
What are you doing?
You know what I'm doing. Here we go.
Yes.
Smile. Smile. There it is. Okay, big smile. Show those teeth. Big, yeah. Okay, one more. Silly face. Goofy face. That's the one. That's the one. Okay, my turn.
He sits down next to them.
Ready? This is the original selfie. Ready?
They huddle together for a picture.
Got it. Perfect.
They look at the camera.
And you know what? I think that's the end of the roll.
Huh. Hannah gets up and goes to a box.
Hey, do you maybe want to come to dinner tonight?
Dinner?
Dad's cooking, and it's the least we could do to thank you for your free labor.
That sounds like a good idea. But hang on. I am not being paid.
Hannah throws a pillow.
What? Oh, what?
There. That was a bullseye. Yeah.
Luke and Liz get out of his truck.
Here, trade me.
Thanks. You know, you really didn't have to.
Oh, no, I did. Dennis would never forgive me for showing up empty-handed.
He takes the box and hands her a wine bag.
Oh.
Mom!
Hannah runs through the house that's decorated for Christmas.
Awesome.
The wreath hangs above the mantle.
You hung your wreath on the door.
Of course. I want all my neighbors to see what a special little girl my granddaughter is.
She hugs him. Joyce appears in the doorway.
Lovey.
Luke and Liz smile as they watch them hug. Luke and Liz exchange a look.
Now it feels like Christmas.
Liz smiles. The house lit up with Christmas lights at night.
You two ran wild on those docks. The real pair of pirates you were.
Luke grimaces.
I had to apologize to every boat owner in town by the time you were 12 years old.
That is not true. We were not that bad. Stop giving my daughter ideas. I was a perfect angel. I never got into any trouble.
I remember one Christmas in particular when your mother was mad because I wouldn't let her stay up to meet Santa. So she came up with a brilliant idea to stow away on, do you know what that is, stow away? Hide out on Martin Thurwood's boat right before he and his wife left on a 2-month trip to Canada.
I remember that year, Operation Escape to the North Pole.
And as usual, she wrangled this one into her.
Which was a terrible idea, because I would be Santa's right-hand elf right now if he hadn't blown our cover.
I told her I was scared of polar bears. I warned you.
You knew. Your mother had to warn every boat owner in town to double-check their cargo before they left.
Good idea. It was smart. Yeah.
And don't you even think about it.
No, do not. It's not worth it. It's lovely here.
You are not going out of my sight until you're in college. Oh, I had big dreams, big travel plans. I wanted to go places.
And drag me along with
it. Always drag me along.
Hannah takes a bite of cake. Joyce smiles as she watches Hannah enjoy the cake. She shakes her head at Liz, who picks up the rest of the cake and brings it to the kitchen. Dennis takes a bite of cake.
Oh. So I have a very, very important question.
Uh-oh.
She slices the cake.
Ah, move the forks.
He does.
Got it.
Why do you live on a boat?
Oh, here we go. Why does everyone have a problem with the boat?
I don't have a problem with it. I don't. I find it odd that someone who builds houses would then choose not to live in one?
No one has ever put it to me that way before.
You're welcome.
But so far, it doesn't seem to be affecting business.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know, to be honest. I've always felt more comfortable on the water, and Dad was the same way. I guess his career choice made a little more sense than mine.
They eat cake. Liz looks down. She pauses and her smile softens.
He was a great man.
She looks at him. He blinks, stares at her and smiles slightly.
I'm sorry that I wasn't around more after he died.
He shakes his head.
Don't be. I'm the one who decided not to go back to college after the funeral.
I always felt like you were a little mad at me because I went back and you stayed here.
What? What are you talking about? Why would I be mad? You had to go back.
Yeah, I know, but whenever I would come home after that, it always just felt like you were avoiding me, and it's the only reason that I could think of.
He blinks.
What? No, that's not...
He shakes his head and looks down.
No, it wasn't...
He hesitates, gestures with his hand.
Things were just different. I had to work and to take care of Mom. And you... had Kevin.
She narrows her eyes and furrows her brow. He stares at her.
Mom, come look!
He smiles politely and they turn and walk into the other room. Hannah wears a wreath around her neck while Joyce knits and Dennis reads the paper.
Do you think we can use this on the boat?
Absolutely. I think it would look great back by the wheel.
Liz takes the wreath off.
And there's still lots more to go through.
Well, I hope you take a break from the competition to go to the winter ball this year.
Hold up, winter ball? You mean like in a fairy tale? We didn't bring any of my dresses.
This little town likes big names. It's not that fancy.
Well, excuse me. There's dancing, there's food, a real life band. If that doesn't sound like a ball, then I don't know what is.
Dennis glares at her.
I've never been to a ball before.
Well, we'll just have to find a gallant prince to take you and your mom. I wonder where we'll find one of those.
She looks to Luke.
Luke, why don't you take us to the ball?
Oh, that's really not my scene.
Hannah lowers her eyes. Liz tilts her forehead to Luke.
Seriously, you're still boycotting it. I convinced Anna to go once in high school, and apparently he's never been back.
Well... I am no gallant prince.
Moves in a cracker like it's talking.
I'm just a guy with two left feet.
Liz holds up a pipe cleaner reindeer.
Look at this guy. Didn't we make these with Mom in third grade?
I still have mine.
Liz smiles and looks at the reindeer. Hannah looks through tissue paper in a box. She takes out an angel tree topper.
Wow, it's so beautiful.
This was Grandma's favorite. She let me put it on top of the tree every year.
Hannah smiles at her mom. Dennis puts down his paper and walks to the other room. Liz watches him go. She looks to Joyce, who shares a look, then lowers her eyes. Luke looks to where Dennis left, then back at Liz. Liz taps Hannah's reindeer antlers on her head.
What else do we have in here?
He looks in a box.
What's this?
Liz walks around a corner to find Dennis sitting in a dark room next to the running projector.
Dad? You okay?
I'm fine.
We see his face illuminated by the screen. Liz stands in the doorway a moment, then turns to go.
Your mom and I always planned on taking a trip when we retired. There's a cluster of small islands off the coast of South America.
A photo of them young on the boat.
They go off the ghost trip. You guys talked about it a lot.
I never meant to lie to you about the boat. I wanted to get rid of it. It hurt to look at the thing.
She watches him.
It's just that every time someone made an offer, all I could think about was how we were never going to take that trip.
She turns to him.
Dad, why didn't you ask me to come home and help you with the house?
She sits.
I didn't think you ever wanted to come back here.
Well, part of me didn't. Can you blame me?
You don't understand. That first year when I lost your mom...
I do understand.
Dennis contemplates this.
But you decided how we were supposed to grieve for her, and I didn't get a say in that. But you're still my dad. And this is still my home.
He looks up at the screen. There's a picture of them young. He nestles into her.
I didn't realize how bad things had gotten until recently with the bank. Mary always took care of that kind of stuff.
Liz nods as she looks at the pictures.
I guess it's fair to say that when I lost her, I let a few things slip.
He looks at a picture of Liz as a young girl and her mom smiling. She looks to her dad, her eyes welling with tears. He looks up at the photo, opens his mouth to say something but hesitates.
Better go say goodbye to our guests.
He gets up and starts to walk out.
Dad?
He turns back.
I miss her too. Every day.
Her eyes well with tears. He puts his hands in his pockets. He glances at her then walks away. She watches him go. The house lit up at night. Liz flips through the projector slides. Luke appears in the doorway and puts his jacket on. He stares at her longingly as he watches her wrapped up in a blanket, smiling at the screen. A photo of Liz as a young girl with her mom and dad smiling at her. She smiles up at the screen. Luke smiles then turns to go. Liz continues to flip through the photos with glassy eyes. We soar over the bay dotted with boats. Hannah polishes the boat. Liz struggles to turn the reel of the rope.
Oh, come on! Just... go! Why won't you just... turn!
She plants her foot on the boat and uses her weight to pull it. She falls back.
Are you okay?
She waves from the floor.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Are you having a little trouble?
She hobbles up to the reel.
Nope.
You know, we don't need the mainsail for the parade. We can just troll along on the engine.
I'm aware. But we need something that'll really impress the judges, and this thing is broken.
Throws up her hands.
Do you mind if I... may I?
Please.
He gets on the boat.
Yeah, sometimes they can get a little... you just gotta...
He takes off the handle and replaces it.
Yeah, there you go.
He turns it easily.
You just have to...
what did you do?
Magic touch.
He sits and she walks to it.
All right, well, your magic touch might have just saved us.
She turns it and lifts the sail.
Oh, Liz?
We are going to blow those judges out of the water.
Liz, you might want to check this out.
As it raises, we see big vertical tears in the sail. She looks up at the tears. Her face and shoulders fall as she stares at it.
And here is your chocolate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ahoy, neighbor. Here.
Thank you.
Hands her a hot chocolate.
Yeah, I think it was a really good idea. And this design is still great without it.
It's too simple. It's got no heart, no pizzazz.
Hey.
No.
The Liz I grew up with would never do anything without heart.
She looks off.
And if that's who I'm working with, then I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure this is the best boat in the parade. Pizzazz included.
She smiles.
You actually came around, didn't you?
It was bound to happen. Schooner or later.
He shakes his head.
Don't tell anyone I just did that.
He made your first pun.
All right.
He sips his hot chocolate.
Finish your cocoa. We've got work to do. We've got a parade to win.
Let's do this.
All right.
We float over the boats in the marina. Liz signs for a package delivery. She turns back and gives Hannah a thumbs up, which she returns. The delivery man rolls a hand cart of boxes to the boat. A speedboat cuts through the bay.
This is really heavy.
They look to see Hannah buried in garlands. We fly over the water, then watch as Luke and Liz unpack Christmas lights from a box. We float over a boat, then watch as Joyce opens a tin of cookies and Hannah, Liz, and Luke take one.
Ooh, yes.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah. Luke takes a bite of Liz's cookie.
Look at this guy. Oh, you're going to want another one?
Mm-hmm. I'll take another one.
Luke is on the phone.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I'll pick it up first thing in the morning. Thanks, buddy.
He hangs up.
Everything okay?
Yeah. It was just a work thing. Hmm. She's really starting to look good, huh?
They look up at the boat.
You think so?
Yeah. Just my opinion, though. You're the expert. Dennis told me about some of the clients you work with. Very impressive.
Do you two actually play any chess, or do you just gossip about me?
A little bit of both.
They walk down the dock.
But you like it? Your job?
I love it. I mean, I know it's not your typical dream job, but...
Oh, who wants typical dreams? Mm.
They stroll.
I'm really glad your life worked out the way you wanted it to.
Is that what it looks like? Because my life is complicated. Emotionally, financially, all the Lees you can think of.
He stops.
Romantically?
Well, that's not that complicated. I just haven't really wanted to date since Kevin and I got divorced.
Well, good thing you don't live here. The local matchmakers would never stand by it.
Yet here you are, a bastion of bachelorhood. The local ladies don't like the boat life, or...
What? There are plenty of ladies that can't wait to be my first mate.
Plenty, huh?
Sure, I've had options.
They continue walking.
And?
And what?
She looks at him and they stop again.
The right one just hasn't come along yet.
They linger for a moment looking at each other.
We should get back to work.
He frowns.
Actually, I think we should take a break.
Why?
I think our youngest sailor needs one.
They look down at the boat.
I don't feel so good.
Hannah lays on the floor holding her stomach.
I think I'm seasick.
The boat isn't even moving.
It must be scurvy then.
That sounds serious. Good thing I know just the cure.
One hot chocolate with extra whipped cream should clear that scurvy right up.
Hannah licks them with cream. She looks up and sees elves walk by the window.
Mom?
More elves walk by.
No way.
Her eyes widen and she goes off. She runs out of the store.
Hannah, what are you doing?
Elves, Mom. Santa's elves were right here.
What?
Where do you think they went?
I think I might have an idea. Come on.
He runs off. They follow. They run into the Christmas market.
Come on, Mom.
We haven't missed this. Come on, get in there.
Okay.
Welcome, boys and girls, and a very Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas!
Hey, why aren't you in the North Pole?
Because, my friend, the big man himself needs your help.
I don't remember this.
It's new. It started last year.
But he needs you to help make sure everyone has an amazing Christmas. Do you think you can help?
Yes!
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Come on, Santa needs us.
You're right. Santa needs us. Let's go, team!
I'll be right here.
She takes Luke's hand and they run off.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Dad. What are you doing down here?
I was just coming back from lunch with Joyce. I thought I'd check and see if Luke's mom was getting on all right. He worries, you know.
Oh, well, he always has.
Grandpa, guess what? I'm an honorary elf. I'm going to help save Christmas.
Really?
She hands him a paper.
Santa's list of non-perishable donations. This sounds like a very important job.
It is. Luke's one, too.
He salutes.
A nice hat. Thank you.
Aren't you a little old to be an elf?
It's never too late for a career change.
Well, I hope you haven't completely given up construction because we have a lot of work to do today.
But, Mom, Santa needs help saving Christmas.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. We have so much to finish before the parade.
Hannah, why don't you come with me and you guys go do your work?
Really?
If your mom says it's okay.
Of course it's okay.
Luke crouches down to Hannah.
All right, Hannah, I'm going to have to go into early retirement.
Yeah.
She nods.
Dennis, you are now one of Santa's little helpers. I'm going to need this.
He hands him the elf hat.
And this.
And the burlap sack.
Good luck to you.
Come on, kid.
Bye.
You call me if you need anything. He's never wearing that hat.
It'll look great on him.
Luke rubs his hands together.
Just the two of us.
Yes. And a boat.
The boat.
Yeah.
Boat. Shall we?
We shall.
They walk off. The boat's in the marina.
Stow away on a boat to Canada or lose my best friend forever. Some choice.
That's really what I said. That I would never speak to you again.
Word for word.
She strings lights on the boat.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like me. Maybe you're remembering it wrong.
Nope. I've got the whole thing stored up here. The entire Liz Darling encyclopedia.
Oh, really?
Try me.
She narrows her eyes at him.
Favorite band in high school?
Pearl Jam.
She squints again and stands.
Favorite food?
Coconut snowballs.
She smiles and grabs a boat wire.
Favorite teacher?
Mr. Kirby, the drama teacher.
She nods and purses her lips.
High school crush?
Mr. Kirby, the drama teacher. Yeah!
I didn't tell anyone that, not even you.
Favorite color? Purple. Greatest fear? Needles. Favorite book? The Secret Window. Face it, I know everything about you.
She purses her lips and smiles, glances away, then narrows her eyes back at him and picks up a ball of lights and starts untangling it.
I bet you didn't know that I had another high school crush.
Oh no, poor Mr. Kirby. Who was it?
She raises her eyebrows.
You.
He looks at her.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Fine, I didn't.
Good.
He yanks something and the rope reel spins.
Look out!
She tackles him as the boom whips around, barely missing them.
Whoa.
They land on the boat floor in an embrace, then quickly untangle.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
They both lay back and look up.
Hey, listen. There's no way you had a crush on me in high school.
She blinks.
Because because if I'm honest,
I have to get this.
She answers her phone.
Hello?
She gets up, leaving him laying there. He looks up. At the Christmas market.
We make a good team, Grandpa.
We sure do.
She wheels a wagon of sacks.
Excuse me, but we need to make sure this gets delivered to Mr. Claus as soon as possible.
Most people only pick one or two items on the list.
Yeah, well, my granddaughter is very serious about Christmas spirit.
No kidding. Well, I can tell you one thing. If you two weren't on Santa's nice list before, you certainly are now.
Hannah smiles and Dennis nods.
Did you hear that, Grandpa? You're on the nice list, too.
Yeah, well, that'll be a nice change for me.
They start to walk out, but Hannah stops and looks down.
What's going on, kid?
She looks to him in her ridges of eyebrows up.
How come you stopped wanting to spend Christmas with us? I like spending it with you.
He puts his hands on his hips and shifts his weight.
I like spending it with you, too.
He takes off his hat and rubs his head.
It's just Christmas is a hard time of the year for me.
Mom says it's because you miss Grandma a lot.
That's true.
But I don't understand. If you miss Grandma and Mom misses Grandma, wouldn't it just be better if we all missed her together?
He smiles.
Oh, God.
He kneels.
You're just like your Grandma, you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Kind, funny, clever as a whip. She would love to be spending time with you, just like I am right now.
Hannah smiles. Dennis takes out the elf hat and puts it on his head.
Okay, let's go. Let's go see what your mom's up to.
Okay.
Okay, here, come here.
He sets her in the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Onward!
Oh, okay.
She points off and Dennis wheels her out.
I mean, you said it yourself. It was a long shot.
I was wrong. All we have to do is...
We did it! We saved Christmas!
You did? That was quick.
No time to waste when the stakes are high.
Now I can help decorate again.
Good, because we need all the help we can get.
Hannah runs on the boat. Luke follows her.
Thanks, Dad.
No, oh, I had fun. She's such a great kid.
She really is.
She looks after her. Her smile fades.
What's wrong?
I heard from the insurance company. My claim's not gonna come through in time. I'm sorry, Dad. We have no backup plan.
And there's so much to do before the parade.
Well, if you need all the help you can get, maybe I can lend a hand. I still have one good one. It's okay.
Thanks, Dad.
He hugs her. From above, we see the boats parked in rows in the marina.
Well, that's it. Every light bulb we've got is on there.
Just hope it's enough.
So what do we do now?
They look at the boat.
I've got an idea.
Dennis snips open a tree.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. Well, I love the smell of a fresh Christmas tree, don't you?
Thank you guys for the extra muscle.
Boom.
Marcus and Luke high five.
And if we don't see you, have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, but I'll see you tonight at the ball, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, we gotta go. Come on, Julie and I love it. Dancing, music, food, the whole deal. It's a great place for a date.
Okay, it's time to go. You're giving me a lift back to my truck.
Bye.
Marcus waves as Luke ushers him out.
One of the matchmakers you were talking about?
I'm sorry about him.
It's okay.
Well?
He hangs on the door frame. Liz smiles.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
He waves and leaves. Liz turns and considers this. She rolls her eyes and walks to the door to find he hasn't left.
Hi.
Hi.
He glances away, then back to her.
I was thinking, we should all go to the ball.
She blinks. She narrows her eyes.
I thought it wasn't your scene.
That's true. It's not my scene.
She nods.
But I think Hannah would love it.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll ask her and we'll think about it.
Right.
Okay.
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 So I'll go. I'll go now, and then maybe I'll see you later. Maybe.
She laughs as he leaves. She stifles a laugh and turns around.
Hey, Hannah.
We move from behind the Christmas tree to find Hannah and Joyce hanging ornaments and Liz coming down the stairs.
Perfect. Actually, better than perfect.
Liz sets down more boxes and takes a look at the tree with Joyce. Hannah picks up the angel tree topper and walks over to Dennis, who's reading the paper.
Mom says that Grandma is watching over us because she's an angel. Just like this one. Do you want to put it on the tree?
She holds it out to him.
No.
He holds the paper up again. She lowers it as he glares at her.
I would like to put it on together. Come on.
They walk over to the tree.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Up. And up.
He picks her up. She places the angel on the very top of the tree.
Oh, yeah.
He sets her down and Joyce bends down to turn on the lights.
So beautiful.
The lights turn on and we look from over the top of the angel down to them as they gaze up at the tree. They share a moment together looking at the lit up Christmas tree.
Come on, Mom, we're going to be late.
All right.
Liz's feet coming down the stairs.
Finally.
Honest opinions. Hair up. Hair down.
Up.
Down. Up.
Down. Oh.
She looks between the two.
No help.
She walks to the closet.
Why does it matter? It's just a dance.
Oh, you will understand one day. Come on, put me in the truck.
She puts on her coat and looks in the mirror.
Come on, get over.
It's just a dance. It's not a date.
She holds up her hair. She rolls her eyes, looks at herself, then closes them.
Hair down.
She leaves. We fly above a decorated street at night. Ornaments hang on the trees with twinkling lights. Luke buttons his shirt collar, then pats the rest of his outfit.
Luke, this is so cool!
I knew you would like it.
Hannah, Liz, and Dennis walk up.
Wow, you look,
healthy?
She smiles.
I'm going to find Miss Benson.
Okay.
Okay.
She runs off, leaving Liz and Luke looking at each other.
Look great.
Thanks.
She smiles and touches her dress. Luke looks down and pats his shirt and jacket. Liz and Luke look at each other. She glances to Dennis.
Okay.
He walks away.
See you, Dennis. Do you want to get a drink?
Yeah.
They get a drink at a bar and stroll around the ball.
So, is it as dreadful as you thought it would be?
Not quite, but the night is still young.
They walk by teenage boys.
It always made me so nervous, wondering if someone was going to ask me to dance or not.
I don't recall you having an issue with that. Oh, come on. Guys were climbing over each other just to get a chance to dance with you.
They were not. You never asked me.
He points to himself and raises his eyebrows.
I didn't know you ever wanted me to ask.
She tilts her head.
I wouldn't have said no.
She takes a drink. He looks back at the teenage boys, then back to her. He takes her drink, sets it down, and offers his hand.
Elizabeth, darling, may I have this dance?
You may.
She takes his hand.
What was it Joyce called me? Gallant prince?
They dance on the dance floor. A couple twirls around next to them.
Oh. Hope you're not expecting anything too fancy.
Fancy's overrated.
We watch them as they dance.
Do you know why I never came back to this thing after senior year? I had built up this moment so much. I was gonna ask you to dance. I was gonna hold you close. And then lean in, whisper in your ear and tell you exactly how I felt about you.
She smiles.
You never asked me to dance.
No, I chickened out. I missed my opportunity.
Just out of curiosity. What were you going to whisper in my ear?
He leans in and whispers to her.
Liz, darling, I am in love with you. And I always have been.
Liz looks up, trying to hold back tears that well up in her eyes. She looks at him and smiles. She leans closer to him inch by inch and they close their eyes. They kiss. They finally break the kiss and remain close.
I wish I could go back in time and tell you sooner.
What do you think would have happened?
But it looks like we'll have a chance to find out.
She smiles broadly, then he leans his head over her shoulder. We watch as her smile fades. She looks up and her eyes flutter.
When we first got here, Hannah said that it was going to be just like when I was a kid. It's not that easy, though. We're leaving in a few days.
He looks at her.
And stay.
Luke.
I'm serious. You and Hannah could stay here.
She hesitates.
We have a life back in Seattle. And a school, my work, our friends. It's a good life.
Sure, but look at where we are. All these years later, to end up back in the same moment, there's gotta be a reason for it, right?
Would you do it?
She smiles.
Would you uproot your life and leave Portside?
He contemplates this. He looks off to the side.
I can't.
He shakes his head and she nods. He walks her off the dance floor.
I just can't leave Mom.
She smiles and nods.
And I've got a company and so many people here rely on me.
They look at each other. She smacks her lips.
Our timing really is terrible, isn't it? I guess it's just not meant to be.
His smile fades and he gazes at her. She gazes back.
I can't really regret the way that things turned out between us. Not really.
He He studies her. She looks off to the side.
Because I wouldn't have Hannah.
Luke turns around and sees Hannah dancing with Marcus and Julie. They're holding hands and curtsying.
And you know what?
She tilts her head up to him.
I wouldn't change a thing.
He smiles. They gaze longingly into each other's eyes.
Good night, Luke.
They smile and linger on each other until she turns and walks away. He watches her go, he blinks and furrows his brow. We move from a fire to Dennis sitting in front of it with a mug. Liz walks up to him.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
I'm gonna head home early. Can you stay with Hannah?
Okay.
She walks away. Joyce watches her go.
Is she all right?
Dennis looks to Joyce, who raises her eyebrows. We move from the ornaments and lights on the tree to Liz sitting on the floor in front of it, gazing at it. Dennis walks in. He takes off his hat and looks at it as well.
Picked a good tree.
Yeah.
He sits on the ground with her.
It really brightens up the place.
They sit looking at the tree.
Dad, what are you going to do if we lose the parade?
She looks to him.
Well, I've given it some thought, and I think that win or lose, we sell the boat.
What?
Wait, hold on. I'm not telling. I'm asking. I want to know how you feel about it. But I'm not getting any younger. I'm not sailing the high seas anymore. And that beautiful lady is being wasted, just stuck at the marina all year, nobody keeping her company.
But Mom loved that boat.
No. No, kiddo. No, it was never about the boat or the decorations or the parade. Your mom loved you. And me.
He smiles and his eyes well with tears.
For her, it was all about us spending time together as a family. And being the old fool I am, I convinced myself that we couldn't do that without her.
She looks at him with glassy eyes and puts her head on his shoulder.
But this past week, having you here and getting to know that amazing little girl that you're raising, I'm just sorry. I'm so sorry that we missed all those Christmases.
She cries. He taps his head into hers softly.
I've missed you, Dad.
Oh, I missed you, kiddo.
They both smile. She closes her eyes.
Now tell me what happened between you and Luke tonight.
Her eyes flutter open and dart around.
Not much to tell. Just...
She sits up, shakes her head and shrugs.
It's not meant to be, I guess.
Dennis looks at her, his forehead wrinkled, then looks to the tree.
I'm gonna go tuck in Hannah.
She gets up.
Night, Dad.
Good night, kiddo.
He watches her walk away. His eyes wander down. He looks up to the angel on top of the tree. We see Luke's mom walking into the flower shop.
Hello?
She looks around.
Who's there?
Luke comes in with bouquets.
Oh, honey, you scared me.
Sorry.
Why aren't you getting things ready for the parade?
Oh, we finished yesterday. So I thought I'd come help out here.
Well, I appreciate your help, but wouldn't you rather spend time with Liz while she's here?
He narrows his eyes and turns away.
Luke.
She walks to him. Luke glances at her, then looks down.
I told her how I feel.
I see. And?
He rolls his head.
We realized it's just not gonna work.
His mom's face falls and she furrows her brow.
I mean...
He sits up on the counter.
She's got her whole life in Seattle, and I've got my responsibilities here. That hasn't changed.
She smiles.
You remind me so much of your father. He was always making sacrifices for other people, trying to take care of the whole world.
Mom.
No, listen to me. You stepped up when this family was hurting. And he would have been so proud of the sacrifices you've made. But I should have told you this a long time ago. I don't need you to take care of me anymore. What I need is for you to take care of yourself.
He smiles.
So you have to decide what you want and what you're willing to do for it. But I don't want you to spend another second with less love in your life on my account.
She looks around at the flower shop.
And I can do all this on my own.
He looks around.
Yeah, you can. Thank you very much.
She pats his arm, then walks away. He contemplates this and smiles. Dennis sits playing chess alone. Luke peeks around the corner.
Dennis, I was hoping I'd find you here.
Aha! You come to try your luck again?
No. Well, actually, yes. Is Liz around?
No, she and Hannah went into town to get provisions for tonight.
Good. Good, that's good.
Luke looks around, brow furrowed, then walks back to Dennis.
You all right, son?
Luke takes a deep breath, then sits.
Dennis, I'm in love with your daughter.
Dennis stares at him blankly, then moves a chess piece.
Of course you are.
Oh.
He furrows his brow and leans back.
It's not the reaction I was expecting.
What I'm wondering, what I have always wondered, is when are you going to do something about it?
He leans forward.
Actually, that's why I'm here. I've got a plan, but I'm going to need your help.
What can I do?
Luke smiles, then moves a chess piece and claps his hands together. We move from a wreath on a bow to people decorating their boat with garlands.
Everyone's really excited, Mom.
Aren't you?
Yeah, but do you think we can still win?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I don't want you to think about it, okay? Just have fun sailing in the parade like I used to with my mom, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joyce sent along some treats for the voyage, but we gotta get going because they're gonna start soon.
Okay.
What about Luke?
They walk to the boat.
I don't know if he's gonna make it, Banana.
But he worked so hard on it.
I know.
A sign reads, Portside Festival of Lights, $25,000 parade grand prize. At sunset, the boats start to light up in the harbor.
Hi.
Hey.
At the party, Joyce and Luke's mom hug.
Good to see you.
I know.
So excited.
We spin around to see Marcus and Julie walking toward them.
Come.
Joyce leads them to a spa to watch the parade.
Start.
A boat starts the parade with lights around the bow and an inflatable snowman.
Oh, look at that.
The judge points and writes on his clipboard.
I really like that one. I've never seen so many ones.
Another boat floats by with red, green, and purple lights.
That's a nice one. Mm-hmm.
The judge writes on his clipboard.
Okay, I think that's us. Are you ready?
Okay.
They ride on the dark boat.
Okay, light her up, kiddo.
Hannah plugs in the lights. The lights turn on to reveal half the sail in white lights and a Christmas tree and reindeer.
That's fine.
Okay.
Their boat floats by. Hannah and Liz wave to the crowd. Dennis turns the reel.
Dad, what are you doing?
What I'm told.
But we don't need it. There's a big hole in that.
From the reflection of the boat lights in the water, we move up to see the sail with a picture of Liz and her mom and dad projected on it. Liz slowly sits down and stares up at it. The slides change to Liz as a girl next to a Christmas tree. She smiles as the photo turns into her parents on the boat when they were young, then the silly face picture of her and Hannah.
I think I remember that.
Hannah looks up as she holds onto the steering wheel at a photo of Liz and her mom, which turns into a picture of Hannah, then Liz's mom and Luke's mom. Dennis looks up at the photos, the judge wipes away a tear. Julie also dries her eyes, Joyce and Luke's mom smile and nod. Liz smiles as the last picture is the selfie of her Hannah and Luke. She looks to Dennis.
Did you do this?
Dennis shakes his head and looks to the cabin.
Hey.
Luke comes out of the cabin.
Look, I know this isn't simple, and I don't have all the answers.
Luke.
No, but I am sick of wishing that the timing would be right, or waiting for fate to do all the work.
Luke.
I know this could be complicated and difficult and messy, but I know what I want out of life, and it's worth fighting for.
Luke.
Yeah?
Stop talking.
She kisses him. Hannah covers her eyes and Dennis does also. They continue kissing on the boat as they sail through. Luke's mom Joyce and Marcus and Julie watch them sail by. Liz, Luke, Dennis, and Hannah wave to the crowd.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
We watch as the boat floats on and they wave.
I still can't believe we won.
Daytime on the boat, a big trophy sits on the deck. Hannah opens a present. It's a chess set.
Wow! Thanks, Grandpa! This is the best Christmas ever!
That's a nice chess set. Maybe you can teach me how to play.
I doubt it.
Thank you.
Hey, I think you've done a great job.
He sits next to Liz.
Not too bad yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Hmm?
You know, I've been thinking about taking this home rebuild gig up near Seattle.
She tilts her head.
Interesting, because we plan on visiting Dad a lot more.
Oh.
Yeah, our paths may cross.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe this is the beginning of our very own fairy tale ending.
It's terrible.
They lean into each other.
I created a monster.
Dennis stands.
Okay, that's it. This is the last Christmas with my darling Mary.
Liz and Luke's eyes soften.
It's family picture time.
He takes out a camera. They all smile.
Come on, let's get up.
Wow. Ooh.
Down here at the end?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. You got those slippery shoes on.
Great. Right.
You all right? Okay, yeah, here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
Hey, tall kids in the back.
Joyce stands to the side.
We're not doing Excuse the goofy face
sir,
yet.
Sir, would you take our picture? Do you mind?
Thank you. Joyce!
He said family picture.
Family picture.
She walks in.
Come on, bring it in,
okay.
Joyce. All right, you ready? Get it nice and close.
Okay, all right. Everybody say, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
They all smile and the picture is snapped.